May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be for good pleasure before thy face, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. In the Gospel of Matthew, when the disciples asked the Lord directly, "What shall be the sign of thine advent?" the Lord responded, as we read, saying, "He would appear as the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with power and much glory." What an amazing scene that would be. The Lord coming down from heaven in the midst of a spectacular sky. We can think of the most beautiful sunrise or sunset that we have ever seen. Clouds blazing in hues of reds and orange and yellow, lighting up the entire sky. Or maybe we can picture brilliant beams of light shining down through clouds, lighting up the earth below. In his response to the disciples, the Lord certainly has given us a beautiful image of his second coming. At the time when the Lord described this image to the disciples, it seemed that they believed his second coming would occur just the way that the Lord described it. And for hundreds of years later, many faithful readers of the Word have anticipated just such an occurrence, the Lord coming back down to earth through the clouds in an amazing scene. Today, many sincere readers of the Word pick it up and read it and read these words and still anticipate that the second coming will happen the way that the Lord described it. But the Lord also explained to the disciples during that same conversation that in the hour you think not, he said, the Son of Man comes. He said it would happen in a day that they do not expect and in an hour that they do not know. And just as the Lord explained, that day and that hour have come, and they have come unexpectedly and still largely unknown. The Lord has indeed returned in the clouds of heaven with power and much glory. But the world has yet to take notice. This evening together, we're going to look at how this can be. We will look at how the Lord has returned to earth with hardly anybody noticing. But before we do, we should take a moment to just contemplate the nature of what we're going to try to think about together this evening. We're going to try to think about how it is that the Lord is now among us in his second coming. This really is an amazing thing to think about together. As far as we know, only a tiny portion of the entire population of the world knows that he has already come again. Perhaps what we do here tonight will be similar to what it may have been like for the first Christians as they began to realize that the Lord, who had actually been among them, was God, that Jesus Christ was God, and that everything that he did and said was the Word of God. We can picture them in awe as this sunk in, their wonder at the realization that Jesus Christ was the Lord, and that everything he said was the Word of God. And we can picture how they helped one another as they began to grapple with this newfound understanding. So now we will take some time once again to wonder at the realization that the Lord Jesus Christ is once again among us. And may the Lord help us, help each other, as we recognize the significance of this truly awesome and merciful act of the Lord's providence. To begin, here are some teachings from the heavenly doctrine of the new church that can help renew our understanding of how it is that the second coming has occurred. In Apocalypse Explained, we read that by the Lord's coming in the clouds of heaven with glory is signified the revelation of him, in the sense of the letter of the word, from its spiritual sense. The revelation of him, it says. The Lord is with us, again, when we read and understand the word from its spiritual sense. He reveals himself to us there. Put more simply, in true Christian religion, we read that the second coming of the Lord is not a coming in person, but in the word, which is from him and is himself. When we can see the true meaning of the word, we can see the Lord there. This revelation of the spiritual sense that had been hidden and protected within the word brings the Lord to us again. This revelation is his second coming. It is from the Lord, and the Lord alone. And the Lord made this very clear through the man he chose for the task of making himself present again on earth, through Emanuel Swedenborg. In Invitation to the New Church, we learn that the spiritual sense of the word has been disclosed by the Lord through me. There is no contention anywhere in the heavenly doctrine of the New Church that Swedenborg was the source of anything that was written in the heavenly doctrine. In true Christian religion, the Lord explained this to us through his chosen scribe again, where we read, "I have not received anything whatever pertaining to the doctrines of that church from any angel, but from the Lord alone, while I have read the word." And to make it even clearer, the Lord provided that it be written in Apocalypse Explained, that it has been given me to see, and from it to perceive clearly what comes from the Lord and what comes from angels. What has come from the Lord has been written, and what has come from the angels has not. We also read in the preface to Apocalypse Revealed this definitive statement: "I have not taken anything therein from myself, nor from any angel, but from the Lord alone." The heavenly doctrine of the new church is the second coming of the Lord. It is the Lord speaking to us, the Lord with us. In a wonderful act of providence, the Lord helps us see this in yet another way. The Lord provided that the following account be written by Swedenborg in an outline titled, An Ecclesiastical History of the New Church. There it is written, when brief exposition, a work of the heavenly doctrine, was published, the angelic heaven from east to west, and from the south to the north appeared of a deep scarlet color with the most beautiful flowers. At another time it appeared flamy, most beautiful. In the spiritual world there was inscribed on all these books, the advent of the Lord. The same I also wrote by command on two copies in Holland. There does not appear to be any other explanation of this scene described in heaven, anywhere else in the heavenly doctrine. But the deep scarlet color and the flamy appearance of heaven does bring to mind the description of the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with power and much glory. And over 100 years after this event occurred in heaven, one of the earthly copies referred to by Swedenborg was actually discovered. In that copy was written in Swedenborg's handwriting, "This book is the advent of the Lord, written by command." And that, of course, was our recitation this evening. And with this account, and the subsequent discovery of a copy of Brief Exposition containing evidence of the Lord's command, the Lord has given us a wonderfully simple way to understand the nature of his second coming. We can simply say to ourselves when reading a volume of the heavenly doctrine, this book is the advent of the Lord. Early in the new church, copies of the heavenly doctrine were even produced with this inscription in Latin, "Hic liber est ad ventus Domini," inscribed on the cover of each volume. But like early Christians, first discovering for themselves that Jesus was the Lord, we have a tremendous responsibility when we discover that the heavenly doctrine is the second coming of the Lord. We have to treat it that way. When the Lord is speaking to us, we better pay attention. If we could see the Lord right here in this room, we sure would be paying attention. So when we know He is right here in these books, the most rational response is to work as hard as we can to understand what He is teaching so that we can live it. Now, this can't be done all at once, and it can't even be finished ever. We can simply begin the process of getting to know the Lord in His second coming so we can follow Him. And if we do this, it can affect every single decision that we make. It may begin by leading to hardship and discomfort in the short run as we give up more and more of what we want to believe and do and replace it with what the Lord gives us to believe and understand and do. But it will end with the joy of heaven to eternity. This book is the advent of the Lord. Spread the word. Amen. And now to the one only God, Jesus Christ our Lord, be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen.